The Department of Public Instruction has been telling the state's largest school district since October to set up in-person lessons for some of its students with special needs. It finally gave MPS a February deadline to do so, or it would withhold some state funding. The MPS board voted to bring about 300 students back into three of its buildings starting February 8th. Saquana Taylor is a school board member.
When I think about our special needs children, a lot of them have other things that are going on as well too, maybe physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I just wanna make sure we're doing our due diligence to make sure that we are serving our babies right, as well as these educators that have to be back in the building with them.
The school board will meet again in March to discuss tentative plans to bring back remaining students in April. Families will still have the option to keep their kids learning virtually. Madeline Fox, Wisconsin Public Radio.